Shikellamy Braves wrestle on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Braves wrestling is sponsored by Glick, Murray Motors Chevrolet, APW, Zimmerman Motors, Levinsky Law Offices, Carpet Man, Ad One Advertising Specialties, Sunbury Motors, Peters Home Appliance Center, W&L Subaru, Purdy Insurance Agency, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, and Little Addie's Cafe. Now, let's go mat side with Steve Williams.
Well, good afternoon. It's actually good morning, high school wrestling fans. Welcome to another edition of Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling. We open the day a doubleheader for the Braves against Hollidaysburg. Hollidaysburg with a record of 2-9. The Braves are 8-5. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents' clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design, Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, leave the shoes outside.
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
If the last time you had a fun event with your friends and family was Uncle Bob tells you about his vacation for the third time in a row, then you miss the great times that are found at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Everyone from moms and dads right down to all the kids always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice-cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
Welcome back to Bald Eagle Area. The match today against the Hollidaysburg Golden Tigers and the Braves. At 1 o'clock, we will be wrestling Bald Eagle Area. But for now, it is Hollidaysburg. And first two matches already completed. Unfortunately, it is a pair of brothers that we see way too often anymore. The forfeit brothers at 182. The Braves forfeit to Mason McCready. He is, without a doubt, their best wrestler. At 195, Hollidaysburg without a 195-pounder forfeiting to Curtis Raker. So the team score right now, 6-6. We are at 220 pounds with Adam Young, a sophomore for the Braves, 25-3, 20-4 senior Augustus Dellinger for the Golden Tigers. And Young getting a takedown right near the end of the first period, leading 2-0. We are in the second period, where they started referee's down position. Dellinger on top. Young clears his hips. Stands 1 point escape for Adam Young. He has a, check that, a 5-1 lead. They get an early takedown. Takedown and escape. Takedown at the buzzer to go up 4-1. Now 5-1 lead. Talking with Coach Mike Egan, wondering if we would see a match between McCready and Evan Bingaman. He said, well, he says if we win the toss, we're forfeiting to him. Makes the Braves stronger there without a 106-pounder today, which doesn't matter against Bald Eagle Area because they do not have a 106-pounder, but it does against Hollidaysburg. Now, Young in deep on the right leg. Oh, they go off the edge of the mat.
Come on, Josh, keep up.
They had a nice head inside single.
Create the angle, get the takedown. Create the angle, Josh, get that takedown. Come on.
Back in the center. Dellinger looks for a leg. Young heavy on the head of Augustus Dellinger. Front headlock and arm. On their feet, Dellinger trying to pull free and does. Young circles back into the center. Sets up. Dellinger slaps on the back of the head of Adam Young. Looks for a leg. Young's defense too tough. He had thought about a reshot there, but... boy, these two guys physically are very, very equal. 5-1 at the end of two periods. Both these young men really put together. You better be sure what you're going to do if you're going in and underneath. Second or third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Young on top. Dellinger stands. Young lets him go. 5-2. The lead for Adam Young. Wrestler's locked up. Break apart. Young sweeps to the outside. And Dellinger catches them in a front headlock as they come back to their feet. Dellinger up under the arm. Now they break apart. On their feet. Young ties up on the head of Dellinger. Dellinger trying to set up a head and heel pick. And they break apart. Adam Young's defense has been impenetrable for Augustus Dellinger. Dellinger in on a high crotch on the left leg. Hips by Young, gives ground. Dellinger switches to a double as they drop to their knees. And a stalemate stop in the action. Good hip action by Adam Young. Dellinger was in deep on that high crotch single. On their feet. Oh, outside low single by Adam Young. He's got Dellinger on his knees looking for the far leg. Circles. Dellinger doing a good job of keeping his left leg away, but as he does that, time melts away. Stalemate stop in the action, 17 seconds, 5-2. Young with the lead. Young up on his toes, moving. Dellinger moves in, ties up in the head. Young looks for a leg, comes back up top. They lock up. That is the end of the match. Adam Young, a decisive 5-1 victory over Augustus Dellinger. 9-6, the Braves lead. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around. It was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in Central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality, and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross, and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
The coolest place to warm up this winter, Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sun.
We are back, 285 pounds. Nellie Fain, a senior for the Braves. He is 6-12. Sam Haynes, a senior for the Golden Tigers at 13-7, and we are underway. Both wrestlers trying to get that body lock. Fain had it. Haynes broke it. Now Haynes double underhook. Fain looking for the body lock again. He's got it, but near the edge of the mat. And they go off the edge of the mat. Again, they lock up. Still battling for that arm position. And again, near the edge of the mat.
There you go. There you go.
Fain with a body lock. Needs to stand him up. And they go off the edge of the mat.
13 seconds, Sam.
13 seconds. And now Hayne behind Fain. And that is the end of the first period. 0-0 between the two big guys. Ellie Fain for the Braves, Sam Haynes for the Golden Tigers. Back on their feet. Haynes double underhook. Fain gets low. Lots of pummeling. Now, Sam Haynes with the body lock. Fain with the wizard. Pulls him down, but Haynes circles behind. 2-point takedown. Sam Haynes. 1:32 to go in the second period. He leads 2-0. Haynes immediately gets his weight forward, trying to break Nellie Fain to the mat. Fain stands, turns, 1-point escape for Shikellamy's Nellie Fain. And we're back to pummeling, looking for that body lock. They break apart. 2-1 lead for Sam Haynes. Again, they lock up. Still no real advantage. Neither wrestler can get a handle on the other. Haynes with the underhook. That's what they're trying for. Fain just about got the body lock. Now on their feet, Haynes gets behind on Fain. Fain clears the hand, steps away. 25 seconds. Haynes heavy on the head of Fain. Fain reciprocates. Two big guys just pounding on the upper body of his opponent. Haynes almost with an uppercut to get up under the arms of Nellie Haynes. Of Connell Nellie Fain. That is the end of the second period. The score 2-1 in favor of Sam Haynes. Third period wrestling. Haynes will go down on the mat. Fain just says, stand him up. He's not going to be able to hold him down. They're going to need a big throw. So the score now 3-1 in favor of Sam Haynes. Haynes comes under the right arm. Now gets under the arms of Nellie Fain. Fain going to try and headlock him. Close to the edge of the mat. They got to see where they're at. Fain turns, gets away from him. Haynes keeps moving in on Nellie Fain. Fain puts his hand right on the throat of Sam Haynes. They break apart. Now Fain looks for a leg. Sam Haynes, front headlock, comes up underneath. Nellie Fain fights him off. No takedown. 3-1 with 1:09 to go. Haynes ties up on the head. Moves Fain backwards. Trying to snap him down. He's got both hands on the head. It'll wear you down quick. Fain again looks for that leg. Haynes circles, Bane circles with them, man. They go off the edge of the mat. They're shown to go to that high crotch. Doesn't change elevations and is not able to pull the leg in on Big Sam Haynes. Again, they clash. 35 seconds. Break apart. Haynes up under the arm. And we've got an over and under hook. Haynes with a double underhook. Haynes ties up on the head. Haynes, a blast double in on the legs. Both wrestlers back to their feet. And that's the way it'll end. 3-1. Sam Haynes with a decision over Shikalimi's Nellie Fain. That ties the score at 9 apiece. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070. WKOK and at WKOK.com.
The appliance pros at Peter's Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peter's Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
And we are back. There is a forfeit at 106. As I mentioned, the Braves forfeiting. They forfeited to Xavier Adams, so the score now 15 to 9 in favor of the Golden Tigers. And we are at 113. Caleb Yoder, a freshman, 4-18 against junior Colin Smilnak, 10-11. And right now the score 2-0 in favor of Smilnak. Smilnak steps to the left side. Wrist control. Ties up the right arm. Now cross faces. Smilnak on top, riding tough. 30 seconds to go in the first period.
Tilt there, Colin. Tilt there.
Smilnak bundles the left arm in, trying to use that for a tilt. Working left side. Now works to the right side. That is the end of the first period. The score 2-0. Colin Smolnak of Hollidaysburg with the lead. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Yoder on top. Smolnak gets a reversal. Puts Yoder right to his back. He's got him tight right in the middle of the mat. Reverse Nelson up under the forearm. Now goes to a half Nelson. Yoder trying to fight off of his back.
Head up, Colin, head up.
Smilnak has him tight. Yoder doing a good job of keeping his right shoulder up. But Smilnak with a tight hold and lots of time. Referee down in the stomach looking underneath. Right now, Yoder not anywhere near getting pinned. Now Smilnak up on his toes, applies the pressure, and he pins him. 3 minutes. Ball in the second period at 3 minutes. Gives the Golden Tigers a 21-9 lead. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
And we're back. 120 pounds, Damian Wolf, a junior for the Braves at 7-15 against Brian Prawl, a sophomore at 4-15. And Wolf really going after Prawl, and Prawl already drawing a stalling call. Wolf with the takedown, so he leads 2-0. Near the edge of the mat, Wolf working left side. Prawl staying big as he can feel the cradle attempt. They go off the edge of the mat. 21-9, the Braves trailing early here against the Golden Tigers. Last year they beat them 47-21. They've never lost to Hollidaysburg. This is a Big 7 match. And then the Braves will wrestle the Boldigo Area High School Eagles at 1. Right now, it's all Damian Wolf. Prawl stands. Wolf trips him back to the mat. Prawl stands again. Wolf going to let him go with 37 seconds to go. 2-1 lead for Wolf. Wolf heavy on the head. Prawl a little bit more aggressive this time. Wolf shoots for a leg, but it's a back leg. Comes up with a Russian hook. Looks for that leg. Prawl with a front headlock. Wolf tries to pass by. On their feet. Wolf, a low single. Switches to a double. Tackles Prawl to the mat. 2-point takedown for Wolf. Inside of 5 seconds, that is the end of the first period. 4-1 the lead. That's what you like to see. Finish on top. Getting that late period takedown. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Wolf on top, puts a leg in. Brian Prawl stands, potentially dangerous stop in the action. He'll try it again. Wolf picks an ankle, trips him back down. Prawl from his knees. Wolf working left side. Trying to bundle Prawl into the far side cradle. Now gives up on that. Goes to a near side cradle. Prawl stays big.
Get that hand off of there, Brian. Get it off of there.
And we got a potentially dangerous stop in the action. Prawl stays big, and Wolf not able to double him in half into the cradle. He's going to let him, just going to let him up. Going to go takedowns with him. 4-2 lead for Damian Wolf. Prawl moves in. He ties up in the head of Wolf. Wolf tries a low single. Now goes high crotch. Prawl, tall, lanky kid, sprawls. Prawl looks for a leg. Wolf sprawls. Circles to the side. Prawl hangs on to the right leg, but he's stretched out. Wolf cross-facing. Momentarily broke the grip of Prawl. And a stalemate stop in the action with 44 seconds to go. Damian Wolf, a 4-2 lead. Again, they lock up. Wolf looks for a leg. Prawl sprawls. They come back to their feet. Wolf having trouble penetrating the long arms and long legs of Brian Prawl. Wrestler center of the mat. Wolf snaps down in the head, tries to circle. Prawl gets a leg. Momentarily breaks him down. Wolf circles the opposite way, picks a near ankle. Prawl hanging on for dear life. Wolf breaks him down again. Breaks him flat. Makes him make the big step around behind in the leg. Circles. Oh! Does not make it. 4-2 after two periods of wrestling. They'll start the third period on their feet. Prawl gets low. Looks for a leg on Wolf. Wolf sprawls. Stretches Prawl out. Very much the same position we were just in. As he circles to the side. Picks the ankle. Breaks Prawl down. Cross faces. Circles. Prawl flat on his stomach on the mat and another stalemate. Low single by Wolf, gets around behind on Prawl, elevates the leg into the air, switches to a double, breaks him to his knees, 2-point takedown. Wolf, Prawl with a mule kick, 1-point escape, 6-3. Wolf looks for a leg. Prawl down heavy in the head, they come back to their feet. Wolf again looks for the leg. Prawl sprawls, tries to step behind and does. 2-point takedown. That tightens the score to 6-5 with a minute to go. Brian Prawl on the counter. Wolf to his knees, up on all fours. Prawl breaks him down. They go off the edge of the mat. They're telling Prawl to let Wolf up, and he does. 7-5. Damian Wolf. Prawl moves in. They tie up. Locked up tight. Wolf just needs to hang on to that head. Prawl has been warned for stalling. They break apart. Wolf. Oh! Wow. Brian Prawl, his right leg was bent in ways you wouldn't want to see. Potentially dangerous. Quick call by the referee to save some damage there. That didn't look good. Prawl shoots in on the leg of Wolf. Wolf again breaks him down. Wolf takes the bottom leg. Tries to circle. 15 seconds. Prawl stretched out on the mat. Tied up on the leg. Wolf comes back the opposite way. And again a stalemate with 7 seconds.
7 seconds, Brian. 7 seconds. 7 seconds, Brian. Come on, make it
7 seconds. Wolf on the retreat. Prawl shoots. Wolf circles. And that is the end of the match. 7-5, the win for Damian Wolf. That draws the Braves a little closer. 21-12 in favor of the Golden Tigers. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
126 pounds for the Braves freshman Colton Semko, 8-20, 12-12 senior Andrew Simpson. And Semko in a nice blast double picks Simpson up, puts him to the mat for the takedown. Now Simpson tries to come to his feet. Semko knocks him back down. He's got him flat on his stomach. Collar tie left. Simpson back to his knees. He sits. Semko tight waist. Arm pry, left, pulls him back in, puts the arm up over his head, puts him over onto his back. He's got Simpson in trouble. Simpson trying to scurry off the edge of the mat. They're right on the line. Semko applying the pressure. Simpson trying to slide out. Keeps his left shoulder up. Semko adjusts, puts him over again.
and he pins him. Wow!
That's a big win for the Braves. 1 minute and 32 seconds of the first period. Wow. 21-18 in favor of Hollidaysburg. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Most of us will need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
And we are back, 132 pounds. Hollidaysburg has to present first. They waited to see what the Braves were going to do. They send Garrett and Breidenbaugh, junior 11 and 13, to the mat. And he will wrestle Cade Balestrini, a junior 24 and 2, and Cade already with his standard duck under. Now snaps Breidenbaugh down, circles, cross faces, and they run out of mat space. On their feet, they lock up. Duck under by Balestrini, 2-point takedown. He's going to let him right up. Yeah. Instead takes the head, looks for the cradle. Didn't get the neutral, now lets him up completely. Duck under, bear hug, 2-point takedown. 6-2 lead. 1 minute to go in the first period. And you go out of bounds. Gonna let him up again. 6-3. Duck under to a high crotch single. 2-point takedown for Balestrini. And he leads 8-3 with 48 seconds. Putting on his usual takedown clinic. Breidenbaugh back in the center. Balestrini optional start. And he lets him up. Shoots in on the leg. 2-point takedown. Gonna let him up again. Nope. Go down on the head, lock in a cradle. Tries to walk him over with the cradle. Puts his head in the side. Walks him a little bit too far. Now takes him back. Got him deep. Referee down looking right near the edge of the mat. And he pins him. 2:43 of the first period. The time of the fall for Cade Balestrini. 24-21, the Braves in the lead now as we head into 138. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC, Dunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Dunbury Motors sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Dunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
And we're back, 138, Gage Wolf, a freshman for the Braves, 1-4, 15-12 freshman, Aaron Sleeth for the Golden Tigers, and a beautiful single-leg takedown by Gage Wolf. Took the left leg, elevated it, knocked Sleeth to the mat. He leads 2-0. Sleeth stands. Back heel attempt by Wolf. Sleeth turns, 1-point escape. 2-1 lead for Gage Wolf.
Be ready, be
on their
ready,
feet.
Be ready.
Sleeth moves in. Wolf. Rushing on the right arm. Sleeth breaks that.
What's that reshot?
on their feet apart. And Wolf on a reshot double. In deep. And breaks into the mat. 2-point takedown. He just waits for Sleek to come in. And as he's backing out, he follows him in. That is the second takedown on a reshot. 4-1 lead for Gage Wolf. He's got Sleek flat on the mat. Working on the left arm. Now Sleek presses back to his knees. Wolf breaks him back down. He's got a near wrist. Sleek clears that back to his base. Wolf comes over top of the arm, tries to bar it. Tight waist. Sleek stands.
Hips out.
Short time. Wolf trying to keep him down. Drops to the leg, elevates the leg into the air, and that is the end of the first period. A 4-1 lead for Gage Wolf. He's actually lucky the referee wasn't paying attention to the clock, because Sleek stood, there was 8 seconds, and they ended standing. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Sleek on the bottom, he's set, and they're back underway. Sleek to his feet. Wolf just going to let him go. 4-2 lead.
You got an opening. Come on.
On their feet. Sleeth again tries to slide in. Russian hook arm drag attempt by Wolf. They stay on their feet neutral.
You're not going to get a standing stroke. Go. Move.
On their feet. Two guys. They couldn't be built more alike if they tried. Both kind of tall and lanky for the 138-pound weight class.
There.
Russian hook by Wolf. Front headlock by Sleek. On their feet. Wolf trying to get his head free. Sleek clears the Russian. Now trying to drag him down. Sleek can't do it. Duck under attempt by Wolf. And they go off the edge of the mat. On their feet, under a minute in the second period. 4-2 lead for Gage Wolf.
Circle, Aaron, not straight forward. Circle.
Again, working on their feet. Apart. Sleek moves in. Wolf tries to pull that right arm into the Russian hook again. And now shoots in a high crotch. He's got the single leg of the right leg in the air. Steps and bows, 2-point takedown for Gage Wolf. He leads 6-2.
Get your hands out and don't let him get off on the shot.
Wolf, who is best when he's attacking, now looking for wrist control as he's got the near wrist.
Sleep
back to his feet.
Score the point.
Wolf takes him off the edge of the mat with 7 seconds.
Get out.
Sleep quickly back to the center. Wolf needs to hold him down for 7 seconds. And Sleeth is going to get caution. Oh, no. He's going to caution Wolf. All right. They're going to try it again. Sleeth is set. Wolf on top. And Sleeth to his feet. Wolf picks up the leg to no avail. Sleeth with the escape. That is the end of the second period. 6-3 lead for Gage Wolf over Aaron Sleeth. They'll restart the third period on their feet. Wolf with 3 takedowns. Sleeth shooting in from far away. And again, changes his elevation, moves in. Looks really good, but he's so far away from Wolf. Now shoots in. In on the leg. Wolf with hips. And they go off the edge of the mat. Back center circle. On their feet. They tie up head to head. Wolf looks for a single. Sleep backs out of it. On their feet. They lock up head-to-head. Break apart. Shikellamy coach Mike Egan encouraging his freshman to move. Bear hug by Slee. They'll go off the edge of the mat.
Slee in the mat.
101 to go. Slee's front head comes up under the arm. Wolf looks for a leg. Slee trying to break him down. He really worked hard for the front headlock earlier. Now breaks it. Apart on their feet, 45 seconds. Wolf going to be warned for stalling. And an illegal for... Oh. He had just a head, but he called it potentially dangerous. Got to have the arm in there. Back on their feet.
And you got to finish it. Come on.
Leaf moves in. They tie up. 30 seconds. Wolf breaks apart. Wolf, tap and go, in deep on a leg. Slee tries to sprawl. Wolf's got the leg deep, and a stalemate stop in the action with 15 seconds. On their feet. They lock up. Slee's going after Wolf. Wolf with the stalling call, but he's got a three-point lead, and that's how it's going to end, 6-3. Gage Wolf with the win. The Braves extend their lead to 27-21. We are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com, the Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
And we are back. 145 pounds. Drew Balestrini, a sophomore for the Braves, 20-6. Sophomore Weston Barnes. He is 1-13, and Barnes in on the leg of Balestrini. They go off the edge of the mat. Now, before they even really started, and it looked like Barnes jumped the whistle, but the referee awarded a point to Balestrini. So I'm not really sure what that was. But now with the takedown, he leads 3-0. Trying to roll Barnes over for some near fall points. Barnes keeps his arms forward so he can't bar in the right arm. Barnes pushes back into his base. Balestrini breaks him down, now collects the right arm. Barnes working to clear it. Balestrini with a 2-on-1 on the right arm. Now steps to the right side. Collar tie, 1-on-1, as he puts Barnes over onto his back. Wafts the arm to the head. Puts him on his back. Looking to collect his near fall points. Now he can adjust and he pins him. 1 minute and 21 seconds of the first period. Balestrini with the fall, 33-21. The Braves lead. And we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're celebrating President's Day all month long with huge discounts on all new vehicles during our President's Day event.
We have a great selection of 2019 Jeep Wranglers in stock with up to $2,000 off. Now, that's a huge discount, plus every new vehicle will be discounted for this event.
Check out our website that lets you value your trade, structure your deal, and see payments.
Huge President's Day event savings all month long at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Sunbury. Give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com, or better yet, stop in today.
152 pounds, Jake Egan, a junior, 4-9 for the Braves, 20-10 sophomore, Campbell Walls, and Egan, front headlock, circles to the side, takes the leg, Walls stands, neck wrench, Egan picks him up, back bend to the mat, 2-point takedown for Jake Egan. Tight waist, 1-on-1, Walls stands, turns, 1-point escape. again on their feet. Walls ties up in the head. Low single by Egan. In deep on the leg, breaks the leg to the mat. Steps around behind. Walls whizzers. Egan shelves it. Steps through. Tries to step through.
Oh!
Walls shifts his weight and plants his foot back on the mat. Missed opportunity for Egan. On their feet. They lock up. Break apart. Lock up again. 14 seconds to go. Egan ties up on the head of Walls. And they will end on their feet. 2-1 lead for Jake Egan over Hollidaysburg Campbell Walls. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Walls will go down on the mat. He is set. Egan on top. They're back underway. Egan goes from right to left side. Walls stands. Egan brings him back down. Walls back to his feet. Turns. 1 point escape for Campbell Walls. On their feet apart. On their feet, they lock up. 2-2 the score. Walls wrestles right leg forward and it is way out there. That is what Egan has attacked. Now Walls shoots in the legs of Egan. Egan sprawls, ties up around the waist, trying to tie him up, and 2 point takedown and more as he puts Egan right to his back. And he pins him. 2:56 of the second period. Campbell Walls with the fall. 33-27, the Braves lead. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design, Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
And we are back 170 pounds, a pair of seniors. To wrap up this dual meet, Evan Bingaman for the Braves, 22-7, 15-7, Nate Fisher for the Golden Tigers. And we are underway. While you were away, Isaiah Betts receiving a forfeit. Golden Tigers just ran out of wrestlers. So the score 39-27 now in favor of the Braves. They've got this dual meet wrapped up. Let's see what happens here with Bingaman and Fisher. We were wondering coming in if maybe Bingaman wouldn't wrestle Mason McCready. McCready, at least two-time state qualifier. I believe he was a place finisher last year as well. Bingaman looks for a leg. Fisher sprawls. They come back to their feet. Duck under attempt by Fisher. Bingaman just throws him by. Two-point takedown for Evan Bingaman. And he tilts him over. Yep, had him over long enough. 2 point near fall, 4-0 lead for Bingaman. Two 2-1-1 on the right arm. And with the collar, puts Fisher over on his back again. Two more near fall points at the buzzer and a 6-0 Evan Bingaman lead. Back on her feet. Double to a single by Bingaman in deep on the right leg. Fisher trying to fight. Wizards. Bingaman shelves it, steps through, trips Fisher to the mat. 2-point takedown. Evan Bingaman. He leads 8-0. Bingaman looks up at the clock, adjusts his headgear. Now goes to work on the collar tie. Working left side. Close to the edge of the mat, and he'll go off the mat. Well, stand by, because in 1 hour and 9 minutes, we will be back with you as the Braves take on the Bald Eagle Area Eagles in the second dual meet of the day. This matchup canceled from a couple weeks ago, and then again that snow and ice doing its job on the Braves schedule here, and they have a match at Bellefonte on Tuesday night, and listening to AccuWeather on the way up, not sure if they're going to have it. They may have to change it.
Keep working to get that arm out of there, Nate.
Bar arm right by Evan Bingaman. He's got the bar in deep, looks for the far wrist, steps out to the side with the bar. Needs to run the elbow to the ears. Steps. Oh. Fisher fights them off. 1-point escape for Fisher with 28 seconds to go in the second period. 8-1 in favor of Evan Bingaman. On their feet, they lock up. Fisher wants a Russian on the right arm. Got it deep. Works to the side. Bingaman clears it, posts it on his back. Break apart. That is the end of the second period. 8-1. Evan Bingaman leads Nate Fisher. Third period wrestling, referee's down position. Bingaman on the bottom. He's set. Fisher gets on top, and they're back underway. Fisher, half Nelson left. Bingaman stays on all fours, now stands, peels a half off, posts it. Good hand control. Stands with the escape. 9-1 lead for Bingaman. Russian hook, bumps it up, looks for a leg. They go off the edge of the mat. On their feet, Fisher in on a leg. Bingaman sprawls. They come back to their feet. Bingaman up under the arms of Fisher. Tries to pancake him over. Turns. Fisher coming out the opposite way. And they go off the edge of the mat neutral with 1:10 to go in the bout. Again on their feet. Bingaman ties up on the head of Fisher. They back up away. Bingaman paws at the head of Fisher. Fisher steps in underhooks. On their feet. Circling. Fisher with the underhook, and they go off the edge of the mat. Back in the center, they lock up again. Looks for a leg. Bingaman does. Fisher scurries around behind, but Bingaman breaks free. Back on their feet. They lock up head-to-head. 20 seconds. Again, they clash. And that is the end of the match. So major decision win by Evan Bingaman. That'll make the final team score. 43-27 as the Braves down the Hollidaysburg Golden Tigers. Teams will shake hands. And again, we will be back on the air at about 1 o'clock. Not leaving yet. We still have to wrap up this match, and we'll do that right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling and News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
If the last time you had a fun event with your friends and family was Uncle Bob tells you about his vacation for the third time in a row, then you missed the great times that are found at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Everyone from moms and dads right down to all the kids always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more. Catering is available too for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
And we are back at Bald Eagle area where the Braves have wrapped up a 43-27 win over the Golden Tigers of Hollidaysburg. Braves with a good effort here. I was a little worried based on their performance last week early in the morning. They came to wrestle today. They look pretty good, look pretty sharp. And they will have another one here in just a short period of time. Meanwhile, we'll try and get Mike Egan over here to talk to us a little bit about that, and we'll do that right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in Central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality, and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross, and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
Was that your boy? Yeah. And we are back at Bald Eagle area where the Braves have wrapped up a 43-27 win over the Golden Tigers. We got Shiklemy coach Mike Egan here at Matt's side to talk to us a little bit today. And coach, I was a bit worried. Match last week started at, 10, 11 o'clock?
Yeah, we weren't ready.
Yeah, no, you were back on the bus in about an hour and a half going home. And I was worried about that today, but the kids came ready to wrestle today.
Well, and part of that is I had them at the school a little earlier than normal, and we went through a practice before we got on the bus and came here. So I tried to prepare them a little bit, and the kids responded pretty well. They, you know, I think we won some matches against some kids that had a lot better records than us. And, that's always nice to see.
Yeah, one of the things that I didn't like is the reemergence of the Forfeit brothers. We had a lot of those today.
Yeah, too many. Yeah. Too many.
We started off at 182. We talked beforehand. We were, I was wondering if we would see Bingaman against McCready, and you said it depends on the toss of the coin. Well, you won that. Yeah. Decided to forfeit to McCready. He's, I don't know if he placed last year, but I know he's at least a two-time state qualifier. They're toughest kid.
He did. I think he placed eighth last year.
Okay.
If you remember, Josh Krieger had a real tough match with him in a dual meet. McCready beat him by a couple points. We knew what type of kid he was, and not that we were scared of him at all, but, at the end, we're trying to win a dual meet, and I thought it just was smarter for us to stay down and not wrestle against him.
Yeah. Curtis Raker receives a forfeit, and I thought I saw a kid in there, a kid named Weir. I'll have to look at the weigh-in sheets, but at any rate, he gets a forfeit, so... it's 6-6 before we even break the ice here.
Yep.
220 pounds Adam Young against Augustus Dellinger. You know, they're going to see each other in the regionals, and Dellinger, you know, those two kids were physically pretty much interchangeable, but I thought Adam did a real, just a blue-collar type of a match for him. He looked good.
He was. He didn't get out of position at all, I don't think, and he did a nice job, you know, getting in on his shots. He didn't always score on them, but he was, you know, putting pressure on Dellinger. And ultimately, Adam had a real nice match. I think he was ranked, you know, the other boy was ranked in the state as well. So anytime you beat a ranked opponent, you see there's record, what, 20-4?
Yeah.
You know, a real good competitive match for both boys. And, yeah, Youngie did a nice job coming out on top.
285 pounds, Nellie Fain and Sam Haynes, two kids pretty much physically interchangeable. Haynes with a much better record. And really, I think the only difference there is just the experience Haynes has over Fain.
Yeah, I would agree. Nellie really, really gave it a good go, and if they wrestle again, I think maybe Nellie will be a little more confident that maybe I should take more leg attacks. In the third period there, Nellie was coming, had a couple of tries at a snatch single, then he hit a double leg there with under, you know, 7 seconds left. If he would have been doing that from the get-go, who knows?
Yeah.
But as heavyweights go, a lot of times there's a lot of that underhooking and pushing around, and it was an exciting match.
Well, I saw you had Scullin over there trying to remind him to change his elevation a little bit. He didn't do that so much. But 106 pounds, we have to forfeit to Xavier Adams. 113 pounds, Caleb Yoder against Colin Smilnack. Again, just an experience difference in Smilnack with a fall.
Yeah, and, you know, Caleb wrestled, you know, the first period, I thought he did a pretty nice job. He battled. He stayed in relatively good position. Then to start the second period, I think it just was, you know, not being ready on the whistle. You know, Caleb just didn't move, and no, I don't know if he knew what he wanted to do in terms of a breakdown. And, you know, Smilnack, you know, just moved right away and ended up with a reversal, catching Caleb on his back. Caleb did a nice job fighting. I mean, he fought for a while, probably about a minute. But eventually it was just too much, and Smilnack got the fall.
120 pounds, Damian Wolf and Brian Prawl. This is one, you know, on paper, these two kids are equal. Wolf being a 113-pounder, the difference. Prawl, real tall, lanky kid. But, you know, Damian, you know, he won 7-5, but he was in control.
He was. He was in on a lot of takedown attempts and also almost scored defensively several times. You know, but his opponent was pretty lengthy, pretty tall, and he just couldn't break his lock a couple times. But Damian did a real nice job, and it was nice to see him get a win here tonight.
126 pounds, Colton Semko, a freshman, wrestling a senior with a 500 record. This is an easy win for Hollidaysburg right here.
Yeah.
You forgot to tell him that. Semko really looked tough.
He did, you know, from the opening takedown, then real tough on top. You know, and our freshmen, I told them a couple of weeks ago, you guys aren't freshmen anymore. You know, we're more than halfway through the season. It's time to, you know, to start performing. I don't care who we wrestle, where we wrestle, what their record is. Trust your offense. Trust the things you do. And I think he did that here tonight. Real nice match for Colt.
132, Cade Ballastrini, you know what you're getting there. Well, you got a fall from him. Usually you get 5. Tonight you get 6. But, you know, his normal takedown looked like he was getting a little bit of a workout there. And then finally decided he had enough with Breidenbaugh and pinned him.
Yeah, not too much to say about that. I know in the back of Cade's mind he wants to, you know, at least make an effort to break the takedown record here at Shikellamy. And at the same point, though, our last match out against Milton, you know, when he came off the match after getting 14 takedowns and Tech falling the boy, I said, if we lose by a point, you're in trouble. And so here today, he said, I'm going to get you 6, but I'm going to break him first. So he did. He went out there, got his work in, and then got 6 points for the team.
That's always good. You know, when you see a kid that is so dominating, like I said, you got to say, look, this is your workout.
Yep.
You got to do this. 138 pounds, a couple of freshmen, and actually we were just talking to the Sleece boys' dad here. 15-12, Wolf at 1-4. Again, this is, you know, 3 if not 6 points for Hollidaysburg. But boy, did Gage look good today. I think that was his best match ever.
Yeah, really good. And he has, you know, real solid technique. And he's a strong kid. And when he goes, he usually scores. We just can't get him to go all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes he holds back, but did a real nice job here today getting a couple scores. Pretty much stayed out of trouble. That Aaron Sleeth, he tried a couple upper body, you know, one for a spike one time, tried to dig in a bear hug, and Gage was able to, you know, stay out of trouble there, and he got himself a nice win here today.
145 pounds. This is another one where you're starting to count on him now. Drew Balestrini with a first period full over Weston Barnes, and, you know, it wasn't even that close.
Yeah, Drew as a sophomore, and you're right. He's one of the guys where I'm pretty much counting on to win every week, no matter who we wrestle. 21 wins on the year now, really wrestling well, tough on top. And Drew went out there and just took care of business.
152 pounds, Jake Egan goes out, gets a takedown, leads 2-1, but Campbell Walls with some experience here gets a second period full.
Yeah, you know, Jake's wrestling a kid with 20 wins and, you know, was winning after a period. There in the second period, you know, the boy got Jake in a compromising position, and that's where you got to know when to bail out. You know, just turn over, roll over, give him a takedown. It's then only 3-2, and you're still fighting. Jake held on, and before you know it, he's on his back, and then he was in trouble, and Campbell put him away.
160 pounds, Isaiah Betts gets a forfeit. I mean, it looks like Hollidaysburg just ran out of wrestlers there. They had no choice.
Yeah, they had three guys in there at 45, so I'm really anticipating them bumping one of those to 52 and then Campbell to 60. They chose not to do that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I looked through their lineups, and they hadn't done that much.
Yeah.
Walls was at 52 for most of the time.
Yep.
Finished off at 170 pounds, Evan Bingaman and Nate Fisher, a pair of seniors, both with very similar records. So good test at the end of the season for Bingaman, and he dominated that match.
He did. He did dominate. You know, we're always looking for more points, but he got the major. He got us a bonus point. And Evan, he looked really good on top, you know, on his feet. Just a real solid 6 minutes. His first match now actually wrestled at 170 because I've been bumping him up and moving him around. But I think he's going to be a force there at 170 come postseason, and we're excited to see what happens.
Yeah, good. Well, we're going to give you 53 minutes off. Your toughest job right now is to get those guys out of the cafeteria, get them ready for the Bold Eagle Area Eagles. Those guys just sat there and watched,
yep.
So they
they
know what they're coming up against. But
yep.
Nice win there, 43-27 against Hollidaysburg. And again, they've never beaten us, so it's good to keep that streak alive.
Yep.
The next match, not quite. They've beaten us more than we've beaten them, so
yeah.
It's going to be tough.
It is going to be tough. They're a good team. They have some good individuals, a lot of tradition, and,
yeah.
You know, they're good coaches, so it's going to be a battle.
All righty. Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Shikellamy coach Mike Egan talking about the match today. And he's got to go round up his troops and get ready to go here in a little less than an hour. And again, we'll be back with you around 1 o'clock as the Braves take on the Eagles of Bald Eagle Area. But for now, from Bald Eagle Area, with the final score, Shikellamy 43, Hollidaysburg 27. Join me again at 1 o'clock when the Braves take on the Bald Eagle Area Eagles. For Gian Fabian, working hard high atop our Blue Hill studios, this is Steve Williams inviting you back in an hour when the Braves throw it down in the Res Lake. Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling is a WKOK sports presentation. Good afternoon.